Today, policymakers at the Federal Reserve voted to hold interest rates steady. No surprise there to financial markets, which expected the decision, but likely a disappointment for President Trump, who says he wants to see lower borrowing costs. NPR's Scott Horsley joins me. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Mary Louise.
So this is interesting because the central bank cut interest rates, I think, the last three times they met. Why did they decide not to cut them today?
Well, a couple of reasons. You know, prices are still climbing faster than the Fed would like, and progress on inflation has kind of stalled in recent months. At the same time, the job market has been remarkably resilient. You know, employers added more than 250,000 jobs last month. So Fed Chairman Jerome Powell and his colleagues don't feel like they need to cut rates to goose the economy. They can afford to just take their time and see how things develop.
Right now, we feel like we're in a very good place. Policy is well positioned. The economy is in quite a good place, actually, as well. So we feel like we don't need to be in a hurry to make any adjustments.
Now, the stock market was a little rattled when the Fed statement first came out this afternoon. Investors worried we might be stuck with higher interest rates indefinitely. But Powell's news conference seemed to soothe the markets a little bit. You know, the Fed does expect to see further progress on inflation. It just might take a while.
Okay, so the markets are reassured. What about people, families, businesses? What does this mean for us?
Well, for the time being, it means interest rates are going to stay elevated, not as high as they were. You know, the Fed did cut rates by a full percentage point during the fall, but high. And, you know, for people trying to borrow money to buy a car or grow a business or carrying a balance on their credit card, that does mean they're going to pay more. On the other hand, for people with savings in the bank, it means, you know, they're going to get a little bit more interest. There has been a bit of a disconnect between the short-term borrowing costs that the Fed sets and long-term interest rates on things like mortgages, which rise and fall with the bond market. Mortgage rates have actually been creeping up in recent months. They're now almost 7%, and that has really been a drag on the housing market. We got numbers last week showing that 2024 was the slowest year for home sales in almost three decades. Overall, the economy has weathered high interest rates fairly well, but Powell conceded that the high prices do remain a hardship for a lot of people.
For lower income households, they're under significant pressure. And in the aggregate, the numbers are good, but we know that people at the lower end of the income spectrum are struggling with costs. And really, it's high inflation for the basics of life.
Lower income families spend more of their budgets on necessities like housing and groceries and energy. And so they're particularly vulnerable when those prices go up.
Now, Scott, back to the point that President Trump says interest rates are too high. I know last week he told the World Economic Forum he was going to demand lower rates, which prompts this question. Is the president on a collision course with the Fed?
Possibly. But Powell, who is always a diplomat, is trying to do some defensive driving here. He insists he and his colleagues will set interest rates as they always have, with an eye towards stable prices and maximum employment, and that they be swayed by jawboning from the president. But, you know, Powell, who took plenty of flack from Trump during his first term in the White House, is trying very hard not to pick a fight with the president.
I'm not going to have any response or comment whatsoever on what the president said. It's not appropriate for me to do so. The public should be confident that we will continue to do our work as we always have.
Even though Trump says he wants lower interest rates, some of the president's own policies could make that harder. You know, if widespread tariffs or deportations push prices up, it's going to be that much more difficult for the Fed to lower rates. But Powell said today, as he has before, it's too soon to know what tariffs or immigration or tax policy is going to look like. So it's wait and see. And in the meantime, interest rates will stay where they are.
All righty. Scott Horsley there with the news. The Federal Reserve has voted to hold interest rates steady. Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.